Unit 5. Rebooting Happiness. Five A. Exercise 3, page 38.
Happiness to stream onto your screen. Finding happiness in the face of adversity is at the core of many a movie. Here our critics dissect their favourites. Spoiler alert, they do discuss endings. A. Wild. Cheryl Strayed, Reese Witherspoon, has been torn apart by the death of her mother. To find herself again and regain some contentment in her life, Strayed decides to hike 1,100 miles along the Pacific Coast Trail, despite having very little experience of long-distance walking. As she walks, we see flashbacks of her mother and gain an understanding of why her loss has sent Strayed into a downward spiral. It is the people she meets along the way that heal her pain, from the farmer that feeds her to the orphan boy who sings her the song that his mother used to sing to him. It is the discovery of bravery within herself that convinces her she can find the courage to smile again. B. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. The genre of self-discovery usually involves real people, since the empathetic part of our brain tends to light up more when we believe what we're watching is true. But the character of Walter Mitty, the office worker who dreams of adventure, has entered the English language to define a person who lives a more glamorous life in their heads. So it almost feels real when Mitty is pushed out of his comfort zone in this reimagining, starring and directed by Ben Stiller, and forced into one of the adventures he has long fantasized about. Though nothing is as easy as it is in his dreams, he is exhilarated by his experiences and changed forever. C. The Pursuit of Happiness. Any director worth his salt knows that you have to hook your audience early. And you couldn't get any earlier than the title, could you? It's the misspelling that's the hook, because we have to know the reason for it before the credits roll. When the protagonist, Chris Gardner, Will Smith, drops his kid off at daycare, the word is misspelled in a mural there. Gardner is irritated, which demonstrates his perfectionist attitude. But as the film takes us deeper, we understand that Gardner's search for happiness is anything but conventional. He is homeless with a 5-year-old son, working unpaid to get a position as a stockbroker. His situation seems hopeless, yet he never gives up, because he is chasing his dream. This part of my life, this little part, is called happiness, he says, when he finally makes it. And that, for me, justifies the unconventional spelling of the title. Happiness is a little different for everyone, which you must agree is a positive sentiment. D. First Man. The road movie, where a character discovers themselves through a journey, is one of the most common of the self-discovery films, and I'm a bit of a fan. So imagine my excitement to find out that First Man, the story of Neil Armstrong, is essentially a road movie. The death of Armstrong's Ryan Gosling first child Karen leaves him devastated, and he enrolls in the space program in order to forget her. But over the course of his journey to the moon, he understands that he shouldn't be bottling these feelings up, but dealing with them. He finds closure on the surface of the moon, leaving Karen's bracelet in the little west crater in the Sea of Tranquility. This serves as a symbol for Armstrong's understanding that he can treasure his daughter's memory while at the same time letting her go.